Now, my mum's white, educated and broke, but there's organic bread on the table at home. Some of my friends roll round hooded up and bust chrome, but I've got the app for Radio 4 on my phone. I'm trying to figure out what this class thing is about. I'm from Peckham, which never used to be nice. There was a time where you wouldn't want to walk home from the train station at night, where if someone slandered your name, you would have to fight, where knowing I was from Peckham got me stuck up at gunpoint for my bike. But I digress. Peckham is now a place I like to offload stress, where middle-class refugees huddle in gastropubs. To the overground line made the underground middle class rise above. They came out of their book-lined burrows and wouldn't stop. Taking over, they made organic bread shops, bars and theatres and all things wonderful, which was good for me, because living in this hood was uncomfortable. But I didn't blend into my middle class ways fast. You bump into me, I'm knocking you down on your ass, which apparently isn't acceptable at a Tupperware party. I was at a rave with my middle class friend Jacob. He got snatched for his phone. He came back to me crying like, dude, my phone's gone. I said, which pussy took it? Point him out, I wanna know. He said he was big, black, probably on tag, you know, parole. I saw this skinny, short, black dude on my patrol. I came back with a bloody nose. I said I saw him and I had to attack. Reached in my pocket and gave Jacob his phone back. He looked at me scared and took his phone snap. And now when I phoned Jacob, he hasn't phoned back. I guess to him, I wasn't hood, but I was hood. I guess you can't be ghetto and middle class. So I went back to my old boys like, what's good? I tried to be down, I even bust my necklace. But it's hard to be gangster when you had muesli for breakfast. But I am down. I confronted many crews. They said, you want a ride? I said, I've got too much to lose. Anyway, man, what you boys going out to do? He said, if you ask specifically. I said, ask specifically. Anyway, this is long. I've got theatre tickets, G. It was 7 when I looked at my clock. So to them, I wasn't posh. Oh, blood, you posh. I'm middle class, I don't give a fuck, I'm confessing. If that's how you class my identity, I guess it's depressing, but I'm shouting, I'm middle class, like I'm addressing a reverend. I'm middle class if class is a class that you class by profession. Now I say profession, because it's the factor most used. Like when I say butcher, builder, plumber, you think working class, it's a fact, that's just you. And the fact that that's a fact can give me a case of the blues, because blue collar and white collar in crime have the same thing to lose. What makes me middle class? Is it the food? Green and blacks has a better impact when you chew. And the fact that it doesn't exploit black croppers like most chocolate bars do, I guess it tastes better without all that blood, sweat and abuse. Extra virgin olive oil on my jerk chicken and spice. Basmati, al dente pasta and jollof rice. Shepherd's pie. Walk in the woods. Wait, what? No, what goes on? No. Library pass. Shakespeare class. Listening to hip hop as I walk through the woods, saying hello to some and to others, what's good? Can I not be all these things and still be me? Without this middle class, middle man, middle of the road, Malcolm in the middle to identify me. Now my neighbor and I are both middle class. It's a touchy subject for me. He gets a cardo delivered like twice a week, trying to band us together with a word like class when I can't afford to eat. Looks at me and smiles like we're on the same page because we live on the same street. You ain't got nothing in common with me. Am I middle class? Shit got me stressing. If that's how you class me, it's depressing, but you saying that I'm middle class, you're just guessing, because I'm an artist and art is a classless profession. Thank you.